All right, everyone, ready to dive in. Today we're tackling Omnissa Horizon 8 VDI and how to really make it sing, more use cases, happier users, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely, and we've got a treasure trove of info to dig into real-world examples from NHS hospitals, best practices straight from Omnissa themselves, even a peek at how this all ties into things like AI and telehealth. Exciting stuff.
It is exciting, but let's start basic. Why is everyone in healthcare suddenly so into VDI? What's the big selling point?
Imagine this. A doctor needs patient records, but they're not at the clinic. VDI means they can access everything securely from anywhere. Or a clinician needs to launch a demanding application. VDI makes it instant. An IT simplified infrastructure is music to their ears. That's the power here. And Omnissa Horizon 8 is leading the pack.
It's like tech magic. But instead of pulling rabbits out of hats, we're pulling bandwidth out of thin air. Speaking of real-world magic, this Gloucestershire NHS case study blew me away, seriously.
Right. They used Horizon 8 to shift over 2,000 staff to remote working during the pandemic. Clinicians accessing electronic patient records, EPRs, from an EHR device securely. That's agile response and the impact on patient care. Huge.
Talk about adapting on a dime. But okay, let's say an organization is ready to go all in on Horizon 8. What does Omnissa itself say are the keys to maximizing that investment?
Two words, planning and testing. They even have this tool, the Digital Workspace Designer, that helps you get the sizing and deployment right from the start. No guesswork.
So it's like building a house. Got to make sure that foundation is rock solid before you start slapping on the roof.
100%. But it's not just about the tech working, right? Omnissa really emphasizes the user experience, making sure everything's smooth for the folks actually using the system. They've got best practices for application delivery, even guidance on picking the right remote desktop protocol. They've really thought of it all.
Because what good is a Ferrari engine if the car's seats are uncomfortable?
Right.
You want that smooth ride. Speaking of which, AI and telehealth are covering that too.
They are. They talk about using NVIDIA vGPU tech for those really demanding AI workloads, things like AI-based diagnostics that are becoming more and more common in healthcare. And integrating telehealth solutions like, say, Microsoft Teams or Zoom right into Horizon 8, it's about creating that seamless virtual care experience.
It's like they're building the Swiss Army knife of healthcare IT.
Mm.
But with all these pieces, it's hard to picture how it all comes together, you know? What's the easiest way to visualize building this smooth-running VDI environment with Horizon 8?
Okay, think of Horizon 8 as the foundation, right? Then we build on top of that. One layer could be how you're delivering applications. Are you using something like RDSH to share apps more efficiently, especially for lots of users? Then another layer for your security enhancements, and another for cloud expansion using Horizon Cloud on AWS or Azure. And to make sure it all runs smoothly, you have specialized tools like Deem, which helps you monitor the performance and user experience. It's about building a system that's both robust and flexible.
So, like a perfectly layered cake, base, fillings, and then that delicious icing on top.
And speaking of icing, did we mention the potential cost savings? Migrating to the cloud with Horizon Cloud on AWS or Azure? That's got to be music to the ears of budget-conscious healthcare organizations, right?
Absolutely. You could see significantly lower infrastructure costs, less time on those nitty-gritty maintenance tasks. It frees up your IT team to focus on the bigger picture.
It's like trading in that old gas guzzler for a sleek electric car. Not just efficient, it makes a statement. So we've got the why of VDI in healthcare. We're starting to lay the foundation with Horizon 8. But healthcare's got unique needs.
What are some real-world scenarios where Horizon 8 really shines in a healthcare setting?
Oh, Horizon 8 is adaptable. It can handle a ton of scenarios in healthcare, both clinical and non-clinical. Think patient registration, nurse stations, pharmacy management, telehealth, you name it.
So it's not just for doctors and nurses then?
Not at all. Yep. Administrative staff, support staff, everyone benefits. Picture a busy patient care station, the heart of so many healthcare facilities.
I can practically hear the beeping monitors and the squeaking wheels.
Exactly. With Horizon 8, you could have an endpoint setup that automatically logs into a virtual desktop, launches right into the electronic medical record system, EMR.
Huh.
No waiting around, just boom, instant access to the critical patient information.
It's all about making the tech invisible.
Right.
So healthcare professionals can focus on what matters their patients.
Exactly. And talk about efficiency picture, a digital status board in a busy ER.
Organized chaos in its purest form.
Right. Well, with Horizon 8, the hospital could have a display setup that automatically logs in, shows the real-time patient queue, streamlines the flow, adds a level of transparency, maybe even brings some calm to a potentially stressful environment.
Wow. It's incredible how VDI can actually impact both what it's like for the staff and the patient experience at the same time. And speaking of improving experiences, can't forget about telehealth, especially after it exploded during the pandemic. What role does Horizon 8 play in things like virtual checkups and remote care?
Well, telehealth lives and dies by smooth video conferencing, that reliable real-time communication, right? Horizon 8 means healthcare providers can access those tools securely, reliably, no matter what device they're using.
So whether a doctor's on a workstation at the hospital, their laptop at home, even a tablet on the go, they can connect with patients without a hitch.
Exactly. And Horizon 8 goes further by making sure those telehealth apps perform their best. Using things like RTAV or URL content redirection, IT can prioritize the video and audio quality, make sure it's a professional, and let's be honest, glitch-free experience for everyone.
Because who wants to troubleshoot tech in the middle of a virtual checkup, right? It's the little things that make a big difference, especially when you're dealing with sensitive health information. Okay. We've covered everything from admin tasks to telehealth. But what about healthcare professionals who wear multiple hats? They're accessing all sorts of different apps throughout the day. Can Horizon 8 keep up with that?
And that's where a virtual desktop environment really shines. With Horizon 8, you can create these personalized workspaces for each user. You tailor the apps, the resources they have access to, all based on their specific roles.
So a clinician could have, say, their EMR system, medical imaging software, communication tools, all within one secure desktop environment.
Exactly. And here's where it gets even cooler. You can layer applications within that virtual desktop. You can have some apps virtualized through RDSH, like we talked about, and some installed locally, giving users that flexibility.
Best of both worlds. Flexibility, customization, a user-friendly experience. And since we're talking about things that are easy to swallow, remember those cost savings of moving to the cloud with Horizon Cloud on AWS or Azure?
Right. Migrating to the cloud with Horizon can be a game changer for those upfront infrastructure costs, not to mention freeing up IT from a lot of those day-to-day maintenance tasks. It lets them focus on the strategic stuff, improving user experience, exploring new possibilities with the tech.
Like trading in a clunky old photocopier for that sleek all-in-one machine. It's not just about the upgrade. It's about streamlining the entire workflow. And let's not forget security.
Absolutely crucial, especially in healthcare. A well-managed VDI, like what you can build with Horizon 8, actually enhances security. Centralizing that data, the apps, it minimizes those risky breaches. Make sure you're compliant with all those healthcare regulations.
Music to a healthcare administrator's ears. Knowing you have a system that's both secure and user-friendly is a game changer. But we've talked a lot about the tech capabilities. What about the human side of things? How does Omnisa help ensure that transition is smooth, both for IT and the end users, during implementation?
Such an important point. Omnisa gets it. Technology is only as good as the people using it, right? That's why they provide a ton of resources, best practices. They want to make sure that deployment and adoption of Horizon 8 is smooth sailing.
So it's not just, here's the software, good luck. They're there every step of the way.
Exactly. Detailed documentation, training, even personalized support to guide organizations through the whole thing, from that initial planning all the way through deployment to ongoing management and making sure you're getting the most out of it.
It's like they're your VDI guardian angel, right?
Yeah.
Making sure you're not just getting by, but really getting the most bang for your buck. This deep dive into Horizon 8 has been, well, eye-opening is an understatement. It's amazing to see how this tech can actually revolutionize how healthcare organizations work. Better patient care, less stress for the pros, win-win.
Yeah, it's clear that Horizon 8's got what it takes. It's powerful, it's flexible, it's perfect for navigating the, let's face it, often very complex world of healthcare IT. But like any tool, right? It's all about the planning, the execution, and constantly looking for ways to do even better.
100%. Before we wrap up, though, let's zoom in a bit. A lot of healthcare organizations rely on electronic health record systems, things like Epic. Those are mission critical. Any specific recommendations for those environments?
Absolutely. With demanding apps like EHRs, performance is everything. Omnisa really stresses using that digital workspace designer tool, making sure you've got the horsepower from day one so your system can handle the load of Epic or any other EHR for that matter.
Could have that engine to match your car, right?
Exactly. And with EHR specifically, Omnisa's really gone the extra mile. They've got validated configurations, best practices for Epic users. It's all laid out in their deployment guides.
No need to reinvent the wheel. They've got the roadmap ready to go.
Right. And that roadmap includes guidance on user experience, so important for the healthcare folks using these systems day in, day out. For example, they strongly recommend the Blast Extreme Display Protocol, designed for that rich, responsive experience, even with graphic-heavy apps, like all those detailed medical images.
Because the last thing you need is your EMR lagging when you've got a patient waiting.
Exactly. And can't forget that the peripherals, those little things, scanners, signature pads, dictation devices, essential in healthcare. Omnisa has a whole program to certify peripherals for Horizon, so you know everything's going to play nice together.
It's all about the details.
Yeah.
It's like you can have all the right ingredients, but without that perfectly calibrated oven, the cake's not going to be so great, is it? Same with VDI. Got to get those details right.
Perfect analogy.
So if our listeners take away one thing from our deep dive today, what should it be?
Don't underestimate VDI. Seriously. Specifically, on Omnisa Horizon 8, it's more than just, oh, let's make the desktops virtual. It's about creating this digital workspace, flexible, scalable, secure, that lets healthcare organizations really thrive in this, let's be honest, constantly changing world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A huge thank you to our expert for this incredible journey through the world of Omnisa Horizon 8 for healthcare. Hopefully you, our listeners, are walking away with some valuable insights, some practical advice, ready to maximize those VDI deployments.
Happy to be here.
And remember, this is just the start. There's a ton of info on the Omnisa website. Through their support, don't be shy. Dig in, unlock that full potential of Horizon 8. Until next time, everyone, happy virtualizing.